Donald and Mick Vols, by the way, Shiva Yud Chos Kisav Ritoshim Mem Hei, December 12, 1984, Wednesday.
If we know that the Tomei was Shinsu from the Yaku, well, I probably said something to him, but I didn't intend to express it that way. It's the wrong impression. This is not what I meant. It's probably my fault. I probably did not express myself well. But what I meant was that according to the Rambam, when it says Sheli Lechale, and Rambam Yosef was Litobu Lechale, Filikin and Lilidayim, so unlike the Rambam of Yoras Pshat, who says Ligabui Malol in Amma's list, Sheli Ben Lechale, Lolo Shubashman Chalit Lilidayim Chodosh Lilidayim, so it means Megabuim halol tamas lisi. That means of Shosha Tomei. With what did Mishnah discuss? The case of Shosha Tomei. Mile Bechui Tomei. Mile Bechui Tomei. So, of Noflo Mayim Tmeim. So then it is Kshelim. It is Kshelim Lechal. So I said that the Rambam has two Chumas. First of all, according to the Rambam, the Gilsa is not Kshirin Lechalo, but Kshirin Litom Lechalo. And then, even Litom Lechalo, and Rikim Menu Yodayim, so it's only from Rambam Mitzmashma, only Stamigam. Stamigam. But if we know that a Tome was Shein Sefamet, then it's not even Kosher Litom Lechalo. Or little bit of that, but standing up. That's what I said. But I didn't say that even that Yerias Akshomi and the Mitantia Shaliposko, I mean, cannot be entire. I mean, how could I say that? I mean, how could I mean that? I probably did say something. You know, sometimes there is a Pleitas Hape, you know, a slip of the tongue. You don't realize it. How could I say that? I mean, the halacha is that Yerias Akshomim is mitayer, even a vadai case of a vadai tomei who was sheise, even with a bitumo. That's what the next Mishnah says. If mitam tziyesh oli posku. So, of course, Yerias Akshomim is certainly mitayer, even in Bibrius. So Tommy was chasing, or my maid fell into it. So Yavidas Akshomi, so he's entire. Or Tamti Yeshua Apostle. So he's entire. But I said from the Rambam Mitzmashma that when the Mishnah says Kshirin Lechalo, the little one will die, according to the Rambam still say, it means Shirin mitogu lechal, not chal mamish, gilipin ledayim, so it's only stamigal. But if we know that itomi washin setamigabo, then you cannot use that water, gilipin ledayim, only yisa atru lechal. But suppose there was yavirus akshomi, so then it's mitaye, even in the brilas, it's mitaye and you can use it for truma too. Well, I'll tell you, I think the reasons why everybody got that impression, because I mentioned the Mishnah Chayim. The Mishnah Chayim is dedicated in the Moshe Rambam. Now look what the Mishnah Chayim is in the Fei Yochid Beyaz. In the Fei, the fifth big line of the Mishnah Chayim, the Fei of the fifth big line, the Rambam Kosav, after the period, the Rambam Kosav period, test Milchus Mitvoyis, Hoyul Mistami, Elo Yerotzmi, Harein Mefes Kasteher, Yitshevim Lazis Mehen, Iso Hatfulo Lechal, Atkam, Liberation Forest Krishna Senu, he made a poem, Sharimela then choose up if we see us from there. King of Hilti, actually, whole who men break the order. Honor. Sadhuwa, it's very clear of a Hilti to hope the order. If Kshamim was your, so Kshamim was your. So in other words, if, let's say, Kshamim was your order, and it already some time passed by, hours passed by, since the Kshamim stopped raining, stopped raining. So the Hilting, so the Hilting is there, or the Hilting is there. So why? Because if the Hilting, so it's highly improbable that there was a new seer by Tom. Mashiach in the trading, so then not, because then it's with no probability there was a new seer by Tom. So that means, even though there was a resurrection, so you cannot use the Megabo, you know, of the craving, inasmuch as enough time elapsed for the craving that made to drink from it. So in other words, so it's not that the Javinas Hashem could not be retired, a Shias Atomei, because there, in no probability, there was a new Shias Atomei after the rain stopped. But suppose there was no new Shias Atomei, no, but after the rain stopped, so of course the rain was retired, the tip of mail of that resulted from the first siesta. So that goes without saying that if we know that Kshamim already dropped on the tip of mail and there was no new siesta coming, so of course it's there. You can use that water, the Megabo, even with Tumor, for everything. What I said was that according to the Rambam, there is a Chumre. There are two Chumres by the Rambam, vis-à-vis the Rav and the Lord. One Chumre by the Rav is that the Megabo can be used even in Chalomamish. The Rambam Shite has a Chumre, no, the Chalomamish not. Chalomamish is like Tumo. So the Megabo cannot be used for Chalomamish, Lolish Chalomamish. And then there is another Chumre by the Rambam, as against the Chumre by the Rambam of Nore. Because according to the Rambam of Nore, when it says, Ekshel Michal Nuredayim, Megabuim Alol, that means that even if we know that it Tomei was chasing, so, and even if we know that my brain fell in, so there. So, still, you can use the water, lechal. According to Rambam, if we know that it can be drained from it, or that my flame fell into the Gabo, so then you cannot use the water, even le'isoat vula lechal, and you cannot use it, likman le'dayim. But, stamigab, where no probability there was no new Shias Atom, new contamination. In other words, there was a Yavis Hashem. That's why I said Yavis Hashem. But some time has elapsed already since this Shias Hashem. Let's say a few hours have elapsed. So it's not likely that the Chayki may again drink from it. But there is such a possibility. So in such a case, so it's shamefully so at full of the hollow, literally dying. But if we know that the Tommy was chasing, say, after the Yeris Akshon, a new Tommy was chasing, so Mele, the Yeris Akshon could not be retired, the contamination that took place after the Yeris Akshon. Mashaykin, if there was a Yeris Akshon, subsequent to the contamination. So of course it's in Italy. Then it goes without saying, well, it's my fault. I probably did not express myself. But this is what I meant.
When the Rama says Stama,
only Stami Gapo.
That would be corrupt. It would be disrupted.
What?
Oh, yeah. Not corrupt.
Not Kailin. Because Kailin is like Lada.
Yeah, okay.
Kailin is like Lada. That's what the Mishnah Chemes says. He's in Daimus. Now, I mentioned that Rav Chaim's two terutzim and the Mishnah and Mishnah Zayin. Now, the information by Rishi Sokolovsky mentions another teretz in the name of Rav Chaim that he heard Baal Peh, and he probably heard it, I mean, long, long, many years before the Sefer was published. Of course, the Sefer was published by the son of Boa. But Rav Chaim, before his Pira, was in Sadir, the Sefer Tvus. But Rishi Sokolovsky heard it from Rav Chaim, the teretz, before Rav Chaim was the Sadr. Now, he mentioned the name of Chaim. So, one Teretz is the Teretz that is mentioned in the Sefer, the first Teretz that is mentioned in the Sefer, that there are certain deen that are told that depend upon Chetzer line. So, there is no bigger on Chetzer line. The fact that Mayim is entire, the whole tree, doesn't depend upon the main Mayim, but upon the Chetzer Mayim. Chetzer Mayim. So the Chetzer Mayim, so it does not become bottom. Mashayim came. The fact that Mayim and the Tayyar is there, they depend upon main Mayim. So the main Mayim, there is the. That's the first Tayyar, by Rav Chaim Lezer. He mentions that Tayyar is the name of Chaim. Then he mentions the other Teretz. And I don't know whether the other Teretz that he mentioned, he heard from Rav Chaim Baal Peh, is the same Teretz as the second Teretz in the Sefer. And I just understood it differently. I understood the second Teretz of the Mishnah of Rav Chaim the same way as the Lechem Sinur says. Or Rav Chaim mentioned to him Baal Peh third Teretz. That's also possible, you see. But he mentions another Teretz in the name that he heard from Rav Chaim. That's in Imamation, Gary Imamation, in Kunt Chasala, Simen Aleph, in the first Simen, in Imamation, paragraph Yudalef. So he said he heard two Teretzim from Rav Chaim. One Teretz is the first Teretz that is mentioned in the Sefer. In other words, that my entire the whole truth depends upon the heft of mine. There is no bigger on that. And my entire Sefer depends upon my mind. So if it's mixed with my making, and my making are the wolf, so then there is bigger on the main mind. Or that guy is mentioned. And then he mentions that other guys. He says, Chaim says now that the reason as to why Mikveh requires Memso, because if it's less than Memso, it doesn't have Shem Mikveh. Mayon, even if it doesn't have Memso, has Shem Mikveh. But Mikveh, a pool, Mikveh means a pool in which rainwater was stored. So, a mikveh does not have a mikveh unless it has mimsa. But if it doesn't have mimsa, it does not have a mikveh. But, as far as being mitayel is concerned, so even a mashal mikveh can be mitayel. In other words, there is no aloha that the immersion has to be in mimsa. The immersion does not have to be in mimsa. The immersion can take place in less than Memso, as long as it's Mechase the Guf Odom, as long as it's Mechase the Guf Akele. It's not that the immersion has to take place in a quantity of Memso. The immersion can take place in a quantity of less than Memso too, as long as the quantity is big enough to be mechatzed the whole goof of the other, or the whole goof of him. But if the mikveh doesn't have any soul, it doesn't have a shemikveh. Mayor has a shemikveh even if he doesn't have any soul. But suppose a mikveh will have a shemikveh even without any soul, then the mikveh will also be capable of being entirely whole. Now here, when you have in mind has a shemikveh, even without mensa, even with the kosher water, so mind has a shemikveh. So melech, Chaim said that in the case where he poured my shul into the mind, so the mind shul, the mind nitri came in contact, they became a chuber with the mimayon. The mimayon. Now, kolamcho. Now, the mayon originally had ishanik. Now that the mind shul, the mind nitri are in contact, are the chuber to the mimayon, some mele, the mind shul themselves have ishanik. Because HaKolam Chubal in Mikve is in Mikve. So the Mele, these my Neitvim also have Isha Mikve. As long as they have Isha Mikve, so it's not necessary to have them so. Because the requirement of them so is not that the immersion has to take place in them so. The requirement of Memso is, because without Memso he doesn't even have a shemikveh. But here, through Hashokin, through Chibu, to the Mimayon, so Kolam Chubel Mimayon, Mayon has a shemikveh even without Memso. So the mind shooting that I'm a Chubel, the mind making, that I'm a Chubel and in contact with the Mimayon, also have a shemikveh. So Mimayon it can entirely hold him. Briefly, the only reason as to why Mayo is mitaya b'chotshu and Mikre is not mitaya b'chotshu is not that Mikre requires an immersion of Memso and Mayo does not require an immersion of Memso. In other words, mikveh does not require an immersion in a quantity of memso either. But by mikveh, if he doesn't have memso, he doesn't have a mikveh. But in this case, where he poured my nitri into the mayon, so the mele, they are mechuba to the mayon. The mayon has a shem mikveh, even without memso. So the mele, the my nitri that are mechuba to the Mayon also has a shemikveh without Memso. And if it has a shemikveh, so even Kolshu of a mikveh can be mitar. That's what he mentions in the name of Akan. And it's a very good terence. But I don't know whether it's a third terence. And Rabchaim, when he was in Sadar, it was, so didn't put in that terence. And he put in another terence, which is the same terence as Lacham Simlon. Or I interpreted the Reb Chaim's second teretz incorrectly. But it doesn't make any difference. Because even if it's incorrectly in the Reb Chaim, when the Lechem Simlo gives the teretz, it's a very good teretz. But you can see it in the inclination, Simon Aleph, paragraph 3.
Say it in respect to this, which he did.
and this Rashi, because this Rashi is that even Mayim requires them some of the Isaac to be the entire Rav. But according to the Rambam, so Mayim can be entire the whole Shul even other. So you can say that there is no requirement there should be an immersion in Memsor. In other words, if it's less than Memsor, so it doesn't have a Shalikle. But Mayim has a Shalikle in the whole Shul. You couldn't say it in Tesis anyway. If it has shenik.
No,
it doesn't have shenik. But in this case, where the mind needs him on the chuba after the mayo, call on chuba and the chris he needs. So it holds in the shenik. So in the melee, it can have a whole shul. As long as there's shenik. So even the culture of the mikve can be tired. So I don't know whether I misunderstood Reb Chaim's second directs, or what he heard from Reb Chaim Balpeh was a third directs. And in the Sefer, when the son of the fools, Reb Chaim didn't put in this directs.
The dirty water that is spilled outside by people.
So some of them were stolen water. Some of them were stolen water. So how is it to be treated? It depends upon the rov. If the rov of the mixture of the water is stolen, so it is to be treated like stolen. If the rov is stolen, so it is to be treated like stolen. Shliches u'mitzomim shenisaru. Suppose there is a mixture between shliches and mitzomim. Ben bikarakatmei. Rabbuden rabshimen imli bikeli mei bikarakatmei. Now this is a very difficult question. So the separations in the ages between the Tameh and the Rabbuden Rav Shimon as to whether a Tarubes of Meshviches, and Meshviches means in Aslam, a Tomek Gemara that was filled out, and eventually, of course, it came down from the sky, its story, and they were mixed together, the Mishlichas and the Mishlichas. So, insofar, if the mixture took place in a cave, suppose there was a big pen standing on the karka, and then a person spilled some water into that big pen, and then some rain water dropped into the pen, and they were mixed together. So then, it is stomach. So then it is stomach. But suppose that Tarubes took place in the Karka, let's say in the Gabo, what did the Gabo pick? In the Gabo, there were such Tarubes, a number of people spilled out the used water, which presumably is stomach water, into the Gabo. And then started to rain and drained in some water. Then Arubes, so according to Tanikame, it is stomach. According to Tanikame, baby came, baby carved me. And according to Yehuda and Reb Shimon, so it is stomach. It is stomach. Now, what is the deal with? There's a deal with the case. We can visualize two situations. One situation is when there is a tarubes of mishliches, which presumably is mind made, and the chomp, which is mind tail, and the whole consists of the chomp, of tail, and we can visualize another situation. That there is a mixture in the karka between my brain and the chomi, my brain, and the rov is the shvichas. So the Biyuad Rov and the Sefte says that the machloket between Tanakame and the Yudin Rav Shimon is reference to the case where the mishvichas were a rov. Where the mishvichas were rov. So, in that case, so that according to Talikame, even the Karka is made. Even the Karka is made. Why? But after all, Mechuber is not Mechabot to me. Mechuber is not Mechabot to me. Is not Mechabot to me. Mechuber is not Mechabot to me. So, the answer is, there is a din of bit, inasmuch as the mitshoni which originally were toy, so amurav now with the mishliches, and the mishliches is the rov, so it becomes body to the Mishlichas. And why shouldn't we say that the Mishpachas themselves should become Torah? After all, they were originally Torah, but now they are in the Karke. So the Shemashki is Fokah. So the Tumeh should be Fokah. So yesterday I mentioned the Rambam in Perek Reis, Milchas Tumah Sochri, that the Rambam says that while a Mashke that is Nifsul Mishiyas Kelev cannot be Kabul Tumeh, but if it was the Kabul Tumeh, while it was Rolishi, and then later on it became Nishach Mishiyas Kelev, so the Tumeh is not Fokah. So here too, we cannot say that the Mishpachas themselves, the two should become Torah, the two should be Pokah. Why? Because now they are in the Gabba. Now they are in the Gabba. Because they were Tomei before. They were Tomei before. Some Mele, Tenisha Mashke, when it was the Gabba Tomei. Now that it falls into the Gabba, now it falls to the Gabo, so the Tumah is not Poka, even though now the Shemashki is Poka, because it's already been Chuga. So it's not different than a quantity of water that was in contact with the Sheretz while it was only Sia, and then now later it became Nishach, and Nifzal with Sia's help. So even though the Shemashki is Poka now, but the Tumah remains. So the Tumah of the Meshviches remains. The Tumah of the Meshviches remains. And then, so the Tanakhama says, not only does the Tumah of the Meshviches remain, not only does the Tumah of the Meshviches remain, but even the whole mixture is stopped. Since in the Mishami, which never had a Shemash, but Bitzad Bikr, that the identity of the Mishami becomes book, gets lost in the identity of the Mishvichas, because the Mishvichas is the whole. This is how the Bira Gaon explains Tanakh. Now the question is, what the Buddha and Roshim and Achilu, and the Buddha and Roshim, they say, that the Karka Teir, and even though the Mishpachas is off, the Mishpachas is off, so why is it there? Why is it there? So, one way, now the God doesn't say what's the longest of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. So one way of explaining Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is that while the Tanakhama holds that Mashki, the Tanisha Mashki, original, and they became Tomek, so Mele, they do not, the Tume is not Poka when they fall into the Karka, so Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon are finished. And says, even though they were Tomei originals, while they had Shemashki, but now that they fell to the ground, so the Shemashki is Poka, so Mele, the Tume is also Poka. The Tume is also Poka. But there is one difference. Now, turn to the Hesefta, you'll see. This is Machbimis. How the Bira Gaon explain it. So first there. Rocket Base, the first version of the set. Rocket Base. The seventh line in Rocket Base. The seventh line in Rocket Base. Mishliches Mishonim Shemisavu Veilichui Veilichaki. Veilichaki. Now there's something missing here. So look into the drawer. There is a Goyesako and there is a Beelako. So look in the Goyesako. So baby killing, baby carcass made. That's the way I mean the Rash quotes it. Rav Yude and Rav Shimon Emri, the killing made the carcass. Now look into the Beelako. This is the Goyesako. But look into the Beelako. The Shvichas Rishonim Shem Yisarot Pirish the Orei Yimei Shvichas Beidi Kein Beidi Karkat Mei Rav Yudu Rav Shimon Kein Tomi Beidi Karkat Toya Pirish Afilu Orei Yimei Shvichas. So what's the chat of the Rav Shimon? So we could say superficially, we could say that the chat of the Rav Shimon is, whereas the Tanakhama holds that if it became Tommy while it tells Shemash, and then it fell into the Karki, the Shemash is Poka, so the Tumi is not Poka, similar to the Din mentioned in the Rambam in Peribes, Vilches, Tumas, Ochli. Now let me get it. So we saw a contrast between Eichlin and Mashal. In respect to Eichlin, so if an Eichlin was Mikabu Tume, while it was edible, and then it became Nisrach, Nifsumachlas Kalev, so the Tume is Poker. Except to Mashkin. If the Mashke became contaminated while it was drinkable, and then it was Nisrach, Nifsumachlas Kalev, so the Tumi is not. Why is there such a difference? I don't know. But the Rambam mentioned it a lot. So, in respect to Eichlin, so it's mentioned in the Rambam, Peribeis Milchas Masochlin, Halochi Yitches. Koreichel Shemikmo, Viachar Shemikmo, Nifsal Benisrach, Im Nifsal Mulechor Akelev, Oy Shiyomish Techeres, Harize Toye. Harize Toye. That's in respect to Achille. Then, in respect to Mashki, so Halacha Chavale, Kol Mashke, Shemitmo, Viacha Shemitmo, Nipsad, Vinischach, Harize Vitubosi Leimo, Sheina Mashke, Yitzi Al Viachel Leimo. So, in Mele, that's the longest of the Tanakame, but the Bidin of Shina Hele. But if that is the Pshat and Rabin and Rav Shimon, so why would the Sefer mention it in connection with Mishviches and Mishonim Shemisavu and the Mishviches Avot? Let the Sefer mention Mishviches Shenofu Ligavo. There is no Tavut. So it's all for Torah. It would be a big achit. Sefer mentioned that in connection with the Tarumas, the implication being only in the case where there is a mixture of mine tailing and mine neighing, and the wrong is neighing, but there is a newt of mine, there is a newt of mine tailing, the wrong is neighing, but there is a newt of mine tailing, then it's right. But suppose you don't have it always. You don't have a mixture. No rainwater. It didn't rain. Just he spilled Meshvichas into the garden. And there is not a drop of rainwater mixed women. So then, apparently, Rabbi Yehuda Shimon would be made that the Tumah remains. So we cannot explain Rabbi Yehuda Shimon on the basis of the concept that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, so even the mashkeh required Tumah while the finish a mashkeh. For the moment he falls to the Talmud, he becomes the Chuber, so the Shemashki is focused on the two results. Because then, even if you don't have a mixture, and it's Mashma only in the case of a mixture. Now the question is this, only in the case of a mixture, that's what the law says. But even though the mind may mahor, so what does it mean? Suppose you have Meshvichas exclusively, not a drop of rainwater mixed with it, so then it doesn't become toil. So the tumor remains. Now suppose you have one drop of rainwater. He spilled an abundance of Meshvichas into the garden. And then it started to drizzle in just a few drops of rainwater. Came and were mixed with the abundant Mishnah. So then it will be after, just because a few drops raining. Or there has to be a substantial quantity of rainwater of Mantir in order to be Mafkiah the Tume of the here to form Mishnah that water. So it's a start that if just one drop of rainwater drops in, it will not be mafkia, the tume of the mishvichas. But what is the shir? After all, the God says, even though the mishvichas is hot, but the mishonim is in you, but it has to be a suspension. What is a suspension? So it's mistaken. I didn't see anybody should explain that the septic. The discovery she here does not have a Hatzla Bromskis Pirush and the septic. Maybe he explained this. But so I didn't see any explanation of that the septic. But it's mistaken that the Gora has reference to the case where there is Lachal Apoches, Mitchonim of the Revis. Now the Gulas Aliyah says, and that's very mistaken, that inasmuch as with the rising, so a release of water is capable to the entire machis areas, but Chachomi Womisaki, that less than Memso cannot be entire, even needles, even small cave. But in the ice it can be tired. So the same capacity in the vis of mind the karka has a double mind pain. Now in Mikhe can be tired with more mind pain. That's a shocking. So with the ice the Guru Sahulia says a vis mind bikarka can in the ice be tired here for mind pain. So we have to say that when the course says that Rabbi Rav Shimon say the karka tail, even though the mishvichas are all, so it's not because the tumi is poka the moment it falls from the karka because the shemashi is poka when it's the karka. So then let them not mention a case of a mixture of tarumis. Let them mention a case of mishvichas that was dropped in the Gabo, and there is no Tarubes of Mishon, exclusively Mishon. So in that case now, it mentions, it is after mentioning, only in connection with the Tarubes. So that means, only when there is a Tarubes of mind-tearing Mishon, and mind-playing Mishon, and the whole consists of Mishon, when the Mishon has at least a release, has at least a release, so then with the high said there is a shock. fost un rabon de Slovacia. Între rabonul, între rabonul de Lizno, între rabonul de Lizno așa că, între rabonul de Lizno așa că, so apparently, according to the Buddhist Vachine, Tawahi is, that even with Rabbonon Tei Lashon, when Chachomim were mivatir, Tarei, in Mikyon Revi, so it's only regarding Taras Tim, but not regarding Taras Mind Play. So then, that's not so simple, either. Because if you say like that, so then, the first initiates in Tois will not be called for the Buddha Roshira. Because the first initiates say the first Toyer is something, but suppose the chocolate toyer or not the mind made, and then it's not a kika, and then the act of the kika is nothing. The kika is nothing. If it's the act, it is something. If it is a dia, it is something. And in the case of chocolate toyer, which also tome is always coming, in the case of really the ruling tome, and then somebody else is really sorry, so then it is sorry. If the aloha according to the beauty and the shit and is the tigman and the abonda, so the bees smile, the bees smile can affect a shock, tigman and the abonda. So why does the Mishnah say that Shosa Toy? Why does the Mishnah say Shosot Tomei, and then later on, a few hours later, it's Shosot Toya, so the Toya becomes Tomei? Why does the Mishnah say that it is Niledechli Tomei, and then an hour later, a few hours later, so it's Niledechli Toya, so the Toya becomes Tomei? Or that not from my brain, and then an hour later, so it's Shosot Toya, so the Toya becomes Tomei? Comes from. Why? Because maybe he picked up the original tipa player in his mouth, in the clitoris. He picked it up. What if he picked it up, the original tipa also should have become toy. As a result, Ashoke. So, the Guru says, with the Rabbanon, there is no Ashoke release. But in the Shite of Rabbanon is that in with the Rabbanon there is Ashoke. So then we should say, that Shosot Toyer, Chapsar, Shosot Tome, and then Shosot Toyer, so should be Toyer. And Rav Shimon is mentioned in the Mishnah. And here, Rav Shimon says, Bitarak Mei, so we cannot say this Pshat either. So we are forced, on the basis of these three Mishnahs in Ikvois, to say like the Gulis Alis, that while I'm in Israel, so if this mind, the Karka, has just as it had the capacity to retire Machin's areas, it has the capacity to affect Ashoke, but when the Chachomim were mivatil the Tara of Machmitz Neiris and the Reis, my Mishalke, so they also mivatil the Dina Shoke of my play by the Reis. So the question is, so why does the Jude and the Shimon, say that it's Bikarka is there? Now, so we have to say like this. As a matter of fact, the Rishayim, the Rash, the Rosh, the Rav, but in order, they all say that when the Tomei drank from the Gam and it became Tomei in his mouth, in the Tomei's mouth, and since there were other waters, other tipes in the mouth, so they were also Mikalki. Then he spread out the tipes from the mouth, the Tomei tipes, and spread it out into the Gam. So when he spit it out in the Gabo, it becomes water. Because it loses its identity. It becomes water in the rest of the Gabo. But when the Toya decides to drink, so then he's Nechashivet, and it requires his Tereshet, and if he picks up in his mouth the original Tipes Mei, so then the identity of Tipesh Omashkin is revived. But in the case of the Mishneh, until it is picked up deliberately by the Toyer, by the Kli Toyer, or through the Hadochet, by the person, so the original deepest name are also Toyer. Why? They became bottled. They become bottled to the rest of the Midah. So the Mishneh refers to the case where the major portion of the water in the Gabo is there. Just a few tipes that fell out from the mouth of the Tomea, but the whole is maintained. Some melee, it is Toya. Mashen came in the case of the Tisefte. So the major portion of the mixture consists of here to form a shiches. So mele, the identity of the mind, of the mind main, cannot become bottled in the mind tail. Here it's the reverse situation. The mishliches are bottled. So that's why the Tanakhama says, of course the Tanakhama agrees with it in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is reference to the case where the rov is tailed. So then, the mind plane, the deepest mind plane, lose their identity, they become bottled in the Megama, and they also become Torah. But, it is Chetalmiya. machine came in the case of the safety of telecombi. So the rope consists of my blade. So the melee, so on the contrary, so the original mind tailing become bottle and they lose their identity in the identity of the original Mishiras. So that's why it's something. That's why it's something. Why does a good machine say Bikarka is tailing, even though the Rabbin and Rav Shimon are also made it, that with the Rabbanon, so the Rabbin Smaim Bikarka cannot affect a shock in the Rabbanon. But in this case, it doesn't have a kashuk in this case. And what he means, tearing, because whereas, according to Nekame, it is Tom Mamesh, the Tarumes, because it becomes both, the Mikshon, mute, becomes both in the Mishkich as the Rov. So Mele, if a Kikya will fall, according to the Kama, will fall into this Tarumes, even if it will be Loidiach, so the Kikya will become Tome. So Rav Yudin and Rav Shimon say that as long as it's not Nisresh from the Gabo, then it is Toy. Not on the basis of a shocking, but on account of the fact that the mind made the Mishkiches which are involved are Mi'ureh with Mi'ureh. So temporarily, as long as they are Mi'ureh with Mi'ureh, so they're also fine. Inasmuch as a Revi's mind tailing the Karka and the Reiseler can affect a shocking the entire mind plane permanently, so that it will be impossible to revive the identity of the mind plane. But with the Rabbonon, so less than so cannot affect a shocking and a little mafkia betume permanently. But since it has a shenikri reise, so mainly even with Rabbonon, temporarily, as long as the mind may amure with meimikve de reise, so they're not on. But suppose somebody will be matiach his hands deliberately into that mixture, so then the tumor will be revived. That's the machlekes between Tanekame on one hand and the Yudin and Rav Shimon on the other. Now, this, you know, I learned the phrase many times, I give shiur many times, but it's the first time that I explained this disaster. In the previous cycles, I did not explain the disaster because I said it's very difficult. I worked very hard and this descent. And this, I think, is an impossible explanation of this. In other words, what the Guru Saliya says is true. And in the Raisa level, a Revi's mind, the Karke, can affect Hashem and be Mafkia Betume permanently. And in the Rabbana level, so for the same, when the Chachomim were Mivati, the Tare of Machtin Tznerius in the Vizmai, and they said only there is Memsor, so they also invited the Ashoki in the Vizmai. But now, here the Machlekes is in the case where there was an abundance of Ishvaras. That's the way the Gemara explained. And then a miut of Pekshomim dropped in. But the miut has a release or more. So now we have a Tarubis of mind made. The mind made, so the tomb is not pocket. Even though now it doesn't have a shamash. But it became Tomei while it had a shamash. So we have a Tarubis now in the doubt between Rav mind made and the real Seyut of mind made. So that means that the mind made are mured with what kind of mind? Me mitchen mirayse, not me mitchen mirayse. So even though with Rabbanon it cannot affect Hashoke, but since mirayse, it can affect Hashoke and be makia the tume permanently, so that a another couldn't be mechashere and revive the identity. The identity of the mind of the mind made of the mind made, it couldn't revive. That's according to Tanakhama, like according to Rabbi Reb Shimon. So even though the identity of the Mishlichas, the tumor of the Mishlichas, could be revived. And let's say, if another will deliberately draw water from that mine, then he'll be Mechashi, the original mind made, he'll revive their identity, and then it will become Tami again, and the Klitoya will become contaminated through the Chizaviniya of the mind made. I mean, if in the case of the first Mishnes, so the identity can be revived, and over there, it's all mind healing, malachas kamo v'chamo. In this case, with the Sefte, that where the Rav is mind made, so of course the identity could be revived. And that goes without saying. So Rabbi Rachina made it, that in this case, where we have it arugas, of Rav mind made, and the mute reveals of mind theory. So suppose a person will decide to fill up a pail of water. From this water, then the identity of the mind may will be revived, and it will be chizavunia, and it will be mitamin a pail. Rabbi Reb Shimon amended that. But they don't discuss that case. They discuss another case. No one deliberately was mechashi the water and deliberately, you know, drew out water by drinking from it or by filling up a pail with water. But suppose a kikah shel truma fell into that mixture. And then the person, the Baal HaKikra, took it out from the Gabo and was not Madiach. Was not Madiach. So in the case of the Mishneh, so the Aloha is that the Kikra is not Tomei. In this case, according to the Kama, it is Tomei. It is Tomei. Because an account of the Rav mind playing some mele, so it's mitami the kikah without chishuv, you see. And according to Rabbi Rav Shimon, in this case of the Tisefte, if the kikah falls in accidentally, unintentionally, and then the person without being madia the kikah, without being madia the hand, so just takes out the kikah, so the kikah will remain done. So the longest of Rabbi Yudet Rabbi Shimon is not the thing with Rabbanon it affects Hashem. No, it doesn't affect Hashem. But the longest of Rabbi Yudet Rabbi Shimon is the thing is much is on the highest level. So the revised mind theory can be retired, the Mashiach is permanently. So the Vele, even, but with the Rabbonim it cannot. We have here the Tumme permanently, but as long as it's Yurev to be Mikve Min Reise, it cannot be retired. So if the Kika Shokomo will fall in accidentally, and then the person will take it out without Madiach, without Chishu, so the Kika will be retired. I think this is a possible way of explaining the Machlekes of Bin Rashi. But now let's go back to the Rashi.
So if you see marks of a goat, so it's a riot
that the goat drank. A goat could be contaminated water if you see marks of the holes. So then we say that the human being drank. He was a town dog. Right? The king passed by the Dakotoya. Gabo now another, they said. Gabo Shein the immense saw. The Nofu Lisehe Poches Mishlechus Lugi Main Shuvim. Sharing the home, the hallow, the tumor, the little mentally of dying, who sharing the hack this away, Pirush, Cheskas, Hati. Now, that's the end of the set. Now starts the pit. Now, we try to explain it as we, but now we try to explain. So Pirush, Cheskas, Hati, Mikhtikis, Hati, Mibayo, Sia, Omor, Ibnam, Now this is very complicated. Gabo Shein Beimem So. You know how it's a great Poches Mishrei Shalugi Mind Made. Psulim lichalev litrumo delitil mehen liyodai. If the gabo does not have them so, and not for the sacred poches mishrei shalugi mind made. Why does it mention poches mishrei shalugi? Because if it's not for the sacred, it means where did it fall from? From Kele. So if it's mishrei shalugi, then it's mind shuvim. So it passes the mikveh. Because on that score alone, so that's why he mentions Pochas Midimuluki. So, as far as the shooting is concerned, it doesn't pass. But it's made. It's made. It's mind made. So, soon the Chalev, the Trumo, the little man, the dying, Ukshirin, the Hakri, Saleyan. So, in other words, you see from this deception, that if the Mayim is Tomei, Mame Shomei, so then it's Poslechal. It's Poslechal. And it's not kosher to me to die, even the Chum. Because the Takanos Chachomim was that you have to be Neitel. With this Mayim Tel, not Mayim Tmei. But if more rainwater comes in and it's me and you have memso of the rainwater, so in spite of the fact that there was poches and human living my brain, so then it becomes a kosher in the head. Yoduk shomi robo bishofu kidime bishamai. Ubisilayim, Robo, Aval Pishalu Shotfu, Ubisilayim, Shimen, Shotfu Aval Pishalu Rob, Shem, Lichalo, Belitrumo, so originally it was Poslechal. But the moment Shom dropped in, so then it's Mitaya Bitume, it's Mafkia Bitume, and it becomes Koshalechal. Shem, Lichalo, Belitrumo, the little man, Yodayim. וכשרים להקריס עליהם וכיצד רוב האבות שלו שותפו, כי דברי בישראל, מקווה שהוא מרזיק בו עם צורו, ובשכל 19 סוף, ונופל לשכל פוחס מדיונותי מים של פניים, כי שנופל לשכל חופל את צור של מיניק שומים תארים, מפני שרוב. That's the gear set that the Rash mentions in this end. It's very strange. You see, the core is Magir in this end. Because from this deceptor, it appears that when we say Robo Afakti Shalushot, and then it's retired the Bigabo so that it can be used, Lomush Chala and Trumo, everything, only if, let's say, if it's a gabo that has a capacity of memso, and there was originally yuteso mayim, and then pokas vidimunugim, mayim falim, and then it started to rain, and it rained in chalipso, so then it's entire the mayim of the gabo, so that he could use that water, lolish halo tumo. It's my fear. Only if chofalofso drops him. But suppose chofso drops him, then not. Why do we need chofalofso to drop him? So apparently, we need chofalofso to drop him in order to be mashing into a mikveh. Suppose you had originally 19 sol. It's a simple arithmetical computation. Suppose you had originally 19 sol, and then pochas nidimu lugi, two lugi, mind main falling, then started to rain, and 20 sol, and 20 sol, mitshonim dropped in. It's also wrong. 20 as against 19, is in the trouble, but what will be the totality of the water of the mikveh? 39. So there won't be a mikveh shlim of memsah. So apparently, from this deceptive, it appears that in order that the heretofore might may, the two lugi might may, should become toer. So it's necessary not just rov water should drop in, but that it should be the rov of mem. Because if just rov would be required, so why would the deceptor say chafalet? Let the deceptor say v'yordu chof somikshop. So you have 19, so the original quantity of water, and then you have 20 is more than 19, but if you have 20 dropping in, so then you don't have the ashwame to a full mikveh. So who cares whether you have ashwame to a full mikveh or not? In order to retire this mayim so that it could be used, lo shchalo tumo, you don't need a real ashoke of chibur to a mikveh shlemo. So mikshon, as long as it's robo, as long as it's robo. So that seems to be it. Now turn to the receptor and see how the boy is magia. Kitzat, Robo Afakti Shalishofu, Kidibu Yisirah. מקרה שהוא מרזיק הרבה ימסור ובשכל יתסור ונופלו בשכל פוחס משרי של לוגים מים שובים כמי כדי שנופלו בשכל 20 ויחוד סור של ממשל exactly the way the Rash quotes but look at the way it's called Ches, yes, the small letter Ches. The small letter Ches. So, what is written here in the text? Esrim ve'achot so shomim shomim. So the Gros says Esrim so. Why did this? Why did the Gros say Esrim so? What's wrong with Esrim ve'achot? Because Esrim ve'achot would imply that Ribiye involves that kind of Ribiye. That is mashul to a mikra shleimo. But if it is rov without being mashul to a mikra shleimo, then it's not entire the mind plane. That's why it's necessary that the rain should rain in 21 sum, not just 20. Because if it rains in 20, even though 20 is more then 19, but what's the totality? 39, is it a Mikvash Leimo? It's not a Mikvash Leimo. We understand very well as to why the goal is Magia, it is said.
It's not
mind to name,
but it's
the shoe. No, of course it's mind to
name. No, but in the Fagosa Torah mentions in Zion, Shu'udim, the Shem Kapala.
Mind shooting, okay, mind shooting and play. Together, both. It's shooting and play.
But I mean, it takes up the word to name.
What?
It takes up the word to name. Mm-hmm. In Zion, it takes it up. Pirush HaRambam. It's very interesting.
It's a third year set in the Tisset. Mishnehe in the Peosham Kavonas Yishtefu Shayopensa Amayim Alpea Rabo the Yitba Chutolo Yishamayim Zoyer Shaya Rabo Omuk the Yerid Ben Meyamoto Yesen Amayim Asher Oyle Robu Veshot Yopensu Gamkin Chutol the Amoshom Bose. Now look carefully. כמו שהתבויה בתספטה שיהיה הגבו מחילו חופסו הויו ביתסוי וניתמיו ביותום תומה ובחוי תומה כי כמה שקידה ואחר יועד ונעמותו וזה הגבו עשר סוי כי בספור אז בסילה כי נמיתה לפשרון ומקשרון so the פרש המישל ורמבה מנש is a third year but the Rambam's Yerse is okay. The Kor's Yerse is also okay. Doesn't make any difference. When the original quantity of water was 19 so, and then 20 dropped in, or the original quantity of water in the Gabo was 9 so, and then 10 so dropped in. As long as you have water. But the common denominator between the Goyim's Yerse and the Rambam's Girse is that Robu doesn't mean it has to be mashlim to Memsom. As long as it's Robu, you don't have to be mashlim to Memsom. Mashenkin, according to the Girse of the Rash, and that's in our text, so Robu means not just Robu. Robu means that through the Robu there is Ashlome to Memsom. If there's a shomer to himself, then we have real ashokim. So it's not an extra din of the Rida's Akshomim being Mikaya. You know, all the Nefoshim are trying to explain what kind of a din is it. Why does the Rida's Akshomim Mikaya, the teapot male in the Gabbah? Why? But according to this year's and this Sefte, it's based upon the real Ashoke, so then it becomes a real mikveh. A real mikveh. Even an Olam could be tailored in that mikveh. Once Chof Aleph saw Mitzvahim drops in. So of course, the Rash Girse is very, very strange. And you see that the other Gesoyis, the Kor has another Girse in the Tisefe, and the Rambam has another Girse. So the Rash is very good. But according to the Rash Girse, it appears that Robu by itself is not enough. But there has to be Robu coupled with the Shlome to a full mikveh. The falling of 21 so is not enough. You have to empty it out. You ruin it.
Are you
going to fill
the 21
of these
efficient?
No. That's mentioned in the fourth period. Alright, now let's go further. He came out. Shot one of his way of hope. That's where I left off. Kedim Rav Shimon, Mikve Shehu Marzik Chofso, Uvisechei Chaesrei So, Vinofu Uvisechei Poches Mugmulukim Ayin Shubim, Mei, Kim Shinofu Uvisechei So Achashon Ayin Shomim, Teri, Mikve Shehu Shotfu, Yechamo Shotfu, Kolche, as long as the Masha overflows. Nofu Uvisechei Shleish Shlubim Ayin Shubim, Mei, should or suppose, instead of pochas mishay shalukim, mayim should be made. So full shloy shalukim, mayim should be made for him. So psulim lichale, lichumo, lichum and lichadai, upsul lachis alei. Because it passes the mikveh. Yod ukshumim, in other words, what's the aloha? I might as well mention it. That in the preparatory, but it's important to know that aloha. Suppose you have a mikveh of 19 som mikshah, and then gimul lugim mayim shuvim follow. How can you convert it into a kosher mikveh? By just manipulating that chafalev som mikshah should drop in, it will not be kosher mikveh. But since at the time the gimul lugim fell in, the mayim shuvim fell in, there was a test, some mekshomim in the mikveh, some mele, all the test saw became possible because it has gimul lugim mayim shuvim in it. Some mele, you have to empty out the mikveh. So of course, if you empty out the mikveh and then the shomim falls in, so it's okay. So it's okay. But suppose shomim will start raining, and for the saw, mikshomim will drop in. New mikshomim. For the saw, mikshomim will drop in. Then you'll empty out 19 so plus water from the mikveh, then it will become converted into a kashon. In other words, you have to empty out milui veit. In other words, because if you had 19 and then 40 so over 40 so will rain, so together you'll have 59 so of water. Then, so it's not kosher to the day of it. But then, after it was filled up with 40 so, you know, of Mitchomi, you empty out 19 so plus. Why do you have to empty out? You have to empty out as much water as became possible at the time the gimul lugim should be filled. So if at the time when the gimul lugim, the shuvim, fell into the mikveh, you had 10 so mikshon in the mikveh, then it rained in, and you had already 50 so, over 50 so, mayim in the mikveh, so you have to empty out, you have to release 10 so plus. If the time when the gimul lugim fell in, you had one saw of mikshon, then it started to rain, and it filled up, and you had 41 saw, over 41 saw mayim, you have to release from the mikveh one saw plus, then it will become kosher. That's the aloha, to cure the psul of shushan, to empty out miluyeh. That's mentioned in the